Hey, thanks, Larry.
Third meeting of the Mount Pleasant Public Services Committee, Councilman Bootwell, there it is, coming back in. We're a little off schedule this morning, but we are within the Freedom of Information Act time, place, and date. The first item on the agenda is the approval of the minutes.
So moved, second.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Approved. Second is public comments. Any members of the public who would like to comment this morning? Being none, we will move on to item number three, which is the budget preview for fiscal year 2018, and I'll turn it over to our staff.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Committee members, good morning. I'll go ahead and deliver to you the highlights, and Mr. Peel and I will answer any questions that you have as we go forward. First, please open your budget book if you haven't already and turn to the Public Services tab. Page 66. And we can go ahead and start at the top. You'll see our salaries. There's an increase there. The salaries do incorporate the wage recommendation of 3% and 4% based on merit. Also, it's important to point out that there are two stormwater individuals proposed in this budget to help supplement that program. Go a little further down, we get four or five line items down. We get to the state retirement match, which is the 2% mandatory retirement increase for the state of South Carolina. And then contractual services is at $1.5 million, and it's on the next page, page 67. I want to point out two new items and also some two old items, but items 12 and 13 are both associated with the opening of the new town hall. That building is going to require some custodial service. We don't have that now, and also we think in order to keep the landscaping at this site at the level you want it, it's going to require an outside group to be able to do that. I also want to point you to number 5 and number 2. A few years back, we put out the contract yard waste transfer at our 6 mile facility and right-of-way maintenance. And it's about $950,000, and that has saved us a lot of money over the years and has allowed Mr. Peel to relocate personnel into other parts of his operation. Going back to the headline page, right under contractual services, you'll see Alhambra Services, and there's a $5,000 increase there. We have some floor work we have to do, and the elevator's in need of extensive service. Page 69 is the maintenance and improvement of buildings. Breakdown page. And I wanted to point this out because in here, you'll see some of the things that the Public Services Department is responsible for here in this line item. And they handle the maintenance contract and all of our HVAC stuff townwide, as well as pest control in all of our buildings, and even some smaller things in terms of costs, like the fire extinguisher maintenance contract. There's an increase in cleaning and sanitation supplies. We have more facilities, bigger facilities. And you'll see an increase in rollout costs. That line is about 75% of the way down. And the rollout cards are associated with our conversion to fully automated trash compactors. You have to start getting those cans and purchasing those cans and bringing them online. So after that, please move to the asset replacement tab in the back of the book. I'll point out in Public Services, which is under Vehicles and Equipment Maintenance on page 129. This lists our replacement vehicles and equipment for Public Services. Two fully automated Packers. Touched on that in the budget review last week. Five other vehicles, three tank buckets. Those are those claws that pick up the debris and put them into the scows, and some mowers and a dump truck as well. Almost $1 million in spending for equipment for Public Services. And that's what I had for, let's see. Well, if you go back up to CIP, it's page 122, it's under the CIP tab. There's a large number under public services, it's a $9.9 million. And that is the Snead Farm Rehabilitation Improvement Project, which we're expecting a state revolving loan for that. So, big investment in stormwater. Mr. Peel, anything?
I'm sorry.
Any questions that you have, Steve?
Joe?
If I may, Jody, I'm constantly amazed at your ability and public services' ability to take on all these new houses, new apartments, places, residences that are occupied, immediately start rolling out garbage to be picked up. Is the budget sufficient to keep pace with what we've got going?
Yes, sir. I'm very satisfied with it.
Like I say, quite honestly, that has to be a management nightmare to be able to do all that. My hat's off to you because, you know, you get it done.
Well, you'll see in our budget, we're going fully automated. That's a new one. And that's the animal that we, you know, 2003, we looked at it and we backed away from it. And it's a large investment with the fully automated, but it's a one man, one truck. And you've seen Recycle do it. Recycle can do it, but it's a different style truck. And back in 03, I actually traveled with North Augusta, and they actually can flip 120 cans an hour. One guy, one truck. It's amazing. And I believe we can do the same thing in some of our newer subdivisions, Oyster Point, Carolina Park, Rivertown, Dunes West. They're set up perfect for this type of service. The hurdle we have to get over is the purchase of those 90-gallon cans, the initial purchase, because it requires a specific can. We're issuing that specific can as we speak right now. That's a big change we made many years ago. We got away from the bail latch and the metal bars, and we went to a universal can that could work on any truck. But we don't have them where we need these two trucks to operate. It's just like I got over 8,000 of them out there right now, but they're spread out through the town. So in order to get the fully automated working properly, we've got to set up those routes for that fully automated to make sure they have the proper can. And once we get that in and educate the general public, I think it's
I think it's going to be something that we should have done many years ago. How long will a truck like this last? What's the time schedule for that?
How longevity on our trucks? Right, anywhere between 8 to 10 years,
okay.
And some go further. What you're going to see on a fully automated truck, that arm that works constantly, you're going to have to replace that about a little bit more frequent than you have to do the flippers on the back of a truck. There's a lot of moving components on that arm. They've come a long way since 2003. It's sort of scary, the operation they had, the way it worked. It's a total different setup now. And we already demoed one brand the other day, and it's amazing. But you've got to have the right car. As a learning experience occurred for our guys, they're going to learn it, and once they learn how to do it, it's going to be a piece of cake for them. Educating the public, that's going to be the other trick. Making sure the cams turn the right way, making sure there's no extra garbage out, making sure that we can get to it, it's not by a car. But the other municipalities are doing it, and there's no reason why we can't.
So will this change the way, like, now we put out our garbage in the can and whatever is extra, the other stuff goes beside it? Will that not be the case anymore? Or what?
We're going to encourage residents to buy a second can. Then we see that frequently. If we do see that frequently, we're going to ask them, because the system's not going to work if that gentleman has to get out of that vehicle on a frequent basis.
I see. Mm-hmm.
If they do, we're going to say, you need to buy a can, or we're not going to collect it. Some people will actually put it on the top. If it's put on the top of the can, it can still be flipped while it's sitting on the top of the can. Mm-hmm. One thing different about this operation is that we have to travel the road twice. Whereas now we're emptying both sides of the road.
Right.
Now I have to travel the road twice.
But you can do it the same, because it's so fast. You can go up and down about the same pace.
You
work on both sides, yeah.
And what happens if that arm gives out on one truck? What's the backup plan?
Mr. Moore has allowed me to to keep the individuals that I have operating, such as my side loader. We basically want to get rid of two side loaders. So the side loader is a two-man operation. So if I have to go back to a spare truck with that arm brakes, then I can go back to a spare truck and operate it. Either we got a three-man truck or a two-man truck. Right now, we're operating with a three-man truck with a two-man. So we're capable of using. That was one thing that concerned me when I came in budget. I want to make sure Mr. Moore understood that this is a, I don't have a backup. The only backup I have is that personnel to be able to put on another unit to make it work, because you're going to have to collect that route. It's a different way of collecting, but you're still going to have to collect the route.
Right.
Now, they do make replacement arms. That's one thing that I'll be talking about next year probably, is I'd like to have a replacement arm sitting on the shelf. So it can be unbolted, bolted on, we're back in business while they rebuild that arm.
Probably, sir, if it's okay, it's CIP related. We talk about the plans, if you're comfortable with them, for public services. So we built the new fire station. Inside of it doesn't act fully like a precinct, but there's a police position there. So you have your fire department, a newer asset that's come online. Police department, the new building will open, which will be the headquarters. Yes, sir. You have Carolina Park that's getting improvements to it from the recreation side. But public services, you made a big move last year for them in putting away the money to acquire that old Sam T. Cooper, Berkeley Electric property, right, 17 North. And we asked about longevity of a vehicle. One of the things that hurts us is most of our vehicles sit outside in the weather, no cover. And so what's in the budget this year is $250,000 in the budget under capital to do a facility master plan for a public services headquarters. Now he has two positions. He has a 6-mile location and the one you're allowed to be purchased up north. And this $250,000 will go towards, at Jody's direction, making sure that we get finally a public services, lack of a better term, almost a headquarters type operation that has a sufficient facility for them to be able to operate out of long term.
Good.
Yeah, Clark, I did. Do you have a preventive maintenance or maintenance plan on these trucks and the arms? I mean, you're constantly greasing them, making sure that longevity, that 10-year lifespan, you stretch it just as far as you can.
The good thing we have going for us, for especially garbage trucks and scows and loaders, is we work a 4-day week. Friday is usually the maintenance day, and that's when you'll see a lot of our vehicles. That first vehicle, that's our maintenance contract, who performs maintenance on our vehicles. And our guys do grease fittings when they need them on a daily basis. But when something goes wrong, these things go over for preventive maintenance. And they're over there, and it's a schedule that's issued to us on a monthly basis. And those trucks show up at the back door, and they're cycled in and cycled out. And they go through and then fix what needs to be fixed and that's preventive maintenance of our vehicles. And we do buy some quality equipment. The equipment we buy is very good. And we like Mack, and Mack is a workhorse, and it's proven to be a very good, dependable, reliable piece of equipment, and it has a good resale value. So, the equipment we ask for is a reason. We've tried some stuff, and it's not worked out as well as we like. Now, we know Mack, such as a brand, has held up very well for us. Gotcha. Done a very good job. Same thing with some of our Packer models. We've got this Packmore, and that's another product we use. There are other Packers out there, but Packmore seems to be reliable, dependable, and parts are easy to get, of course. And we try to stay consistent with the stuff we buy, so if you do have a unit down, you can rob a piece off of that one and get another one up if you're waiting on a part. So we're able to, make it work to our concern.
Yeah, a little bit. I'd like to also echo what Councilman Musto said, that you guys do a remarkable job, you and your staff do a remarkable job, and regardless of the amount undergone, you guys make it seem effortless. And I got so many compliments during the race this weekend by how fast everything was cleaned up and what you did in public services to make that happen. People were amazed. They were kind of just being amazed that they didn't really see any effects of the race just an hour or two later. Mm-hmm. So that's here to be commended.
Appreciate it, and I'll definitely share that with everyone who's involved.
A lot of the guys reported to duty, what time, Saturday morning?
Around 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock?
Jim, thank you for saying that, because I want to say the same thing. And I'm sorry that the bridge run and this day are back-to-back. Y'all do a great job. Everybody should take some time off, I think, after this week. Any other questions? And Eric, do you need action from this committee at this point?
It would be great, sir, if this committee would send a positive recommendation to the Budget Committee of Council for that next meeting later on this month.
I'll make a motion that we recommend full council that we accept public services budget request.
Second.
Second, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Motion is approved. Any other business before this committee?
One other comment I'd like to make, I'd just like to wish our chairman happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Thank y'all for all coming to my party. We stand in front of you.
Thank you, Joey.
So you're old or smart?
I'm just more the crap.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for the work you did.
Is there now?
Okay.
Thanks, thank you.
Is there, do you know where the office is? Would you like me to show you?
I know, you see down there where everybody tonight?
Yes.
Yeah, I know where that is.
Okay, thank you.
I'll get one.
All right, thank you.
One more finance.